You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were asking me, you know Melinda's hot sauce? And I said, no, I don't believe I do. They said, oh, it's been around forever. It's, you know, 20, 30 years. It's great stuff. And they're based here, and you ought to really be talking to them. So I went around looking. I said, of course I know Melinda's hot sauce. But I didn't know the name. But they have this haunting figure, this woman, on the front of Melinda's hot sauce. And it's a lot more than Melinda's hot sauce right now. I have come to understand the CEO and co-founder of Melinda's Foods is Greg Figueroa, joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So that is, I mean, if anybody, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, go Google it, and you'll, or better than that, go to the store and look at it. But it has this great, this, I guess that's Melinda on the front.
That's Melinda.
Yeah. Where does that picture come from?
Well, we created Melinda, but she's everyone's grandmother and mother in the kitchen around passion around cooking and home cooking and food and a passion for flavor and food.
It's a great idea, but it's so conspicuous that I never really noticed the name of it was Melinda's. I just buy it by the picture. So you started off in New Orleans 30 years ago, right?
Almost, yep.
Almost 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. How'd you end up here?
Well, we moved here to Dallas after Hurricane Katrina, so we kind of got blown this way.
And never went back?
Never went back. After a few months in Dallas, we realized it was a great place to have our company headquarters and grow the business, so we stayed.
Do you distribute out of here? Do you make everything here?
No, we make everything in Colombia, in Cali, Colombia,
really?
In Medellin, Colombia, yes. And we import everything through the Port of Houston into Dallas, but we're headquartered here. We have a facility out in Irving, Texas.
You distribute from here or from?
Yes, everything comes in to Dallas and then goes out all over the U.S.
So tell me about the growth of the product. You started off with a hot sauce in an area that's known for, well, Tabasco is, you know, a couple hours out of town from New Orleans, I guess. Everybody's got hot sauce down there. Where have you gone taking it now?
Well, after New Orleans, we flooded New Orleans, Florida, Texas, went national. So lately we've launched a new line of 12-ounce buffalo wing sauces and condiments, peri-peri, a green sauce, and entered Walmart stores April 5th.
You're in Walmart?
Yeah, well, that's nationally.
Then you've come of age.
Yeah, no, it's really helping the business and with our new products. We've also launched a new brand of innovation on banana chips, green banana chips that are flavored with sour cream and onion, salt and vinegar, barbecue, all the top flavors for the top chips. But they're banana chips, but if you ate them, you swore they were potato chips.
That's interesting. So how big's big? I mean, you flourished since you came here from New Orleans, right?
Yeah, business has grown quite a bit, and we've got pretty lofty goals for Melinda's in the next 5 years, hopefully to achieve, you know, $75 million plus in sales with the chips and the sauces.
How much were, what kind of sales did you have when you got here?
Oh, when we got here, we were just maybe $4 or $5 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is tremendous growth.
Yeah.
And do you get along with your brother?
Absolutely. We're only 10 and a half months apart. We've been in business together from day one.
So who does the marketing and where do you take it?
Well, David does all the packaging and marketing, and I've done all the product development and the business side of the business. So he's a creative one when it comes to packaging and advertising.
Well, he does a good job in selling it and coming up with things like chips. You ever try anything that just failed? You said, well, it just... They won't buy that?
Oh, well, years ago we launched something called Bloody Melinda's, which was a Bloody Mary mix. But the problem was competing at the time with Mr. and Mrs. T's at that price point, you know, at using a co-packer, we just weren't competitive. So we were actually losing money for every case we sold. So while the product did really well, we had to discontinue it because it just was a great hobby.
You know, but that is a very crowded field that you're in. Now, I mean, I would 30 years or almost 30 years ago, you know, the number of hot sauce manufacturers, I bet you could count on your left hand.
Yep.
And it wasn't, but it seems like it's growing in acceptance and everybody's got to have hot sauce.
Yeah, it's actually the fastest growing segment in the condiments now. Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise have been flat, and barbecue sauces and hot sauce and spicy condiments are actually the fastest growing in the condiment segment right now.
Doesn't this mean that, you know, H.J. Hines comes knocking at your door?
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, we're hoping some down the road that we will have an acquisition. There's a lot of them in the food space for food companies like Melinda's.
There are. But, I mean, but you would entertain it.
Absolutely. I entertain everyone. You know, I'm in business, not...
Good for you. Yeah. It's not a religion, I don't think.
Yeah.
So what's next? You've got chips, and you've got bottles, and you've got squeeze bottles, and... How far can you take this?
Well, we're going to continue to expand. We also have dried fruits, coconut chips, cookies on in R&D right now. Yeah, cookies are a big market for snacking. Yeah. With the banana chips, we're trying to establish Melinda's also as a snacking brand, and so we want to be in cookies and healthy snacks and also chips. So we're just going to try to build out anything with flavor and hot sauces, condiments, and snacking for Melinda's.
So what you have to secure somebody to distribute your goods, right? I mean, you don't distribute them, do you?
No, we sell to all the distributors and all the stores directly. So we go directly into Walmart, Albertsons. We use specialty distributors like KeHE, UNFI, DPI that handle most of the independents and also chains.
Can you sell this with sizzle? Or do you have, you know what I mean? I mean, and just marketing an image, or do you have to taste it?
You know, both, obviously. Anytime... you make the first sale off the shelf, it's done by packaging and the branding. But then the second sale is the quality of the product, and that's what we really excel at, is innovating great flavor, heat and flavor, trying to tame the heat of the pepper along with the vegetable base. We use everything fresh, so our product stands out. For the consumer that wants to, the repeat sales are excellent.
Yeah, and I would think that the taste. I mean, I love going to Central Market on the weekends or something, because I can, start lunch and then go over to Sam's and finish, there. But yeah. I find myself more often than not having a taste of something. I said, I do like that. I didn't think that I would. And I end up buying it.
Yeah, demoing's, it's a great thing. Central Market does a really good job with Melinda's and all of our products and sampling in the store and running promotions. They got a great customer base.
So assuming that... Kraft doesn't come knocking at the door, you got another generation to pass this on to?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll just keep going. I mean, there's no stress on us trying to exit the business. When the time is right, we would do it. But other than that, we've got generations coming up behind us for sure.
Well, are you going to stay here? You got to go back to New Orleans when you exit the business?
I would probably, stay between here and Dallas and New Orleans, or maybe even Florida. Get to the water.
I like it. Yeah. Well, look, it's a great brand, and it's fun to see what you do with it. International at all? Do you sell international?
Yes, we do. We're selling in Europe. We sell in the Middle East, and so those have been two markets that we've been opening up, and right now we're exploring China.
Wow. Okay. Well, it ought to work. I don't know. Greg Figueroa is the CEO of Melinda's Hot Sauce, Melinda's Foods, and a growing empire. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News. And now I know why you didn't put your face on there. You put hers.
Yeah.
David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.